Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening. Okay, Abba Isai, we're learning some interesting halachas regarding Birkas HaTov Ve'Hora, pochas that you do on something good, then happens, or Chas V'Sholom, something bad. We start the Siman Reish Chov Beis, which is the halachas of Birkas HaTov Ve'Hora, and we started speaking about Shmuel's Toivos, that you make Shechionu. If others are involved, you make HaTov Ameitiv. Now, we're going to be learning what happens if something bad happens, Chas V'Sholom. So if something bad happens, Shulchan Aruch teaches us that the halacha to be said is as follows. Al Shmuel's Rois, on bad hearings, is that what you say? Bad hearings?
Tidings.
Thank you very much. Shmuel's Rois, Mevorech, you make a bracha, Boch ato Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam. Please note Hashem's name, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Dayan Ho'em is the true judge, which its simple meaning is that although you may not always realize that Hashem is judge, He may appear harsh, He may appear strict, but ultimately what Ribbono Shel Olam does is for the good. And this is the bracha that we make, Dayan Ho'em, it's the true judge, although we sometimes fail to see that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Gimel says, that's on the latest Eve. So what are examples? Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention examples. So what is an example of something that you make Dino Amazon? Close relative being Nifta? Yeah, we see if it's only a close relative, otherwise you don't say the Shem Hashem. What else?
Losing a big fortune.
But then again, you need to have a big fortune in the first place. Yeah. Yes, correct. What about if you nearly won the lottery? You're like one digit off. Very good. You're right. Absolutely. You will not make the bracha. And that's the bialach on the side of here, which says, very, very interesting point. He says you'd only make the bracha. That's mamash the point of the bialacha. You only make the bracha if you had something which you lost. If you nearly had something, you will not make the bracha dino emes. If you could have, you nearly had, you should have, or you must have had, and you didn't, you don't make the bracha dino emes. Pardon? You're meant to have, yeah. That's still, you only make the bracha if you had and you lost. The examples given in the bialacha is if you had a very expensive wine, and it went sour. Right? You had this wine that's advertised for £300, £400. Yeah, and it went sour, became vinegar. So the halacha is you can't then make dino emes. You lost something very valuable. The bialacha speaks about if somebody had an animal which was your panosa. So say you had a horse wagon, or you had a donkey that was plowing your field, or anything like that, and it died. So you can make a bracha of dino emes on it, because that's your source of income, which is now disintegrated. So the equivalent of that would be, the tractor, that's right, if the tractor breaks down, or the equivalent nowadays would be if somebody... Right, that's right. If somebody needs a taxi driver, in the car, pardon? That's right. If somebody gets the sack, somebody gets fired, he's called into the boss, and the boss says, you know, don't need to come back tomorrow anymore, you are fired. So he can say dynamis. He can say dynamis. So all this is real life sin. Well, I don't know if it's, well, I hope not, but this would be appropriate reasons of saying dynamis. If somebody has got a lot of savings in the side and the bank goes bankrupt. If somebody has got a business and it goes bankrupt. If somebody's owed a lot of money and the fellow disappears. If it's a lot of money, a person can make dino emes.
Even though the person might be found later?
Yeah, if it's very unlikely, if it's extremely unlikely, yeah. What happens? Does it make a difference? We learned that with regards to Shechionu and Atov Meitiv. What's the difference between Atov Meitiv and Shechionu? If it's only for yourself, it's shechion. If it applies to others as well, good fortune to others as well, you're going to make atoiv ameitiv. That's what we discussed previously. What about dino emes? Does it make a difference if it's to you or to others as well? Yeah, so the halach is dynamis, it makes no difference as to whether it affects others too or not. You're going to make dynamis if it's just a tzol for yourself or tzol for others as well. Dynamis is to be recited. Okay.
Can you say, I would need it for that?
Nope. Nope. Seif Gimel. Chayev Odom. I heard once from Odom Godel, this is the hardest seif in the whole Shulchan Aruch. The hardest seif in the whole Shulchan Aruch is the following. Hardest seif in the whole Shulchan Aruch to actually fulfill. Chayev Adam Levoy Chalora, a person is meant to make a bracha on the bad, Pedas Shelema, with full. Yeah, Kavona, full understanding. Yeah. Uvenefesh Chavetzo, with a willing heart. Kederech, just like Shemevorech, they make a bracha besimcha, joy, ala tov, on something good. You should make the same happiness and joy when you make a bracha of atoiv ameitiv, the same way you should also make a bracha when it's dino emes. You should be just that excited. Why is that? Because something bad, loiv de Hashem, for somebody who serves Hashem properly, hisimchosam, that is their joy, v'tovosam, and their good. Do you understand that it's really positive, whatever happens? Kiven shemekabel me'avo, because he's accepting with love, Mashigozer alav Hashem, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided for them. So you nimtza, so it comes out, shekabolas ra, somebody accepts bad, zu I oivet, shekabolas ra zu oivet as Hashem, shi simcholoi. So Shulchan Aruch says that somebody really has to thank Hashem for something bad, just like he has to thank on something good. Why is that? Because you have to understand that ultimately everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you get it from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it must be for good reason. And it's ultimately for your good. You may not understand, you may not know, you may never understand. But ultimately it's what Hashem decided, so it's good. I think what I appreciate, that it's probably one of the hardest things Shulchan Aruch to keep. Because something that is not, it's an emotion, and it's very hard to have that full simcha. It's very hard to have that full simcha. I don't know how a person is expected to do it like that. If Shulchan Aruch says it, that you're meant to say, Dino Emes, yay! In that kind of fashion, with the simcha and the islavos, I don't know how that can be expected by anyone. I don't know how anybody can expect to do that. Understand that very good, the tzaddikim can do it. Very unique individuals who have served Hashem for their whole lives. They can really see that there's really no difference between a Tov Meitiv and Dino Emes. So there I can understand. But why can such a halacha end up in Shulchan Aruch? Why can Shulchan Aruch? He does say the word Simcha. Yeah, he says, it sounds like, it goes on, this is what it sounds like. It sounds like. I know there's a bit of a kvetch, but Pashtus, it refers to that as well. I had once, when I taught this Mishnah to boys, because it's a Mishnah in Ovis, in Mishnah in Brochus, a boy asked me once an interesting question. He says that, that if somebody really has got a full simcha, so how can he distinguish between Hatov Ameitiv and Dino Emes? Because he doesn't see a difference. Do you agree to the question?
Because he knows that anyone else who's not on his
midrash
would.
Yeah.
It's an
interesting question.
He's got feelings, right? So right.
Yes, the channel, right? So it's a certain process that has to go through it. Yeah, I hear that. So if cotton dalet, kederech shemavorech, ki be'emes kol ha'yisun, Mishnah explains this now. So if cotton dalet, kederech shemavorech, ki be'emes, because truthfully, kol ha'yisurin, all the yisurin, pain beguf, any tragedies, whether it's physical, be'memomen, whether it's financial, who are called kapora, avoinus, everything is a kapora. What's the English word for kapora? Atonement. Thank you very much. Was that you? Atonement on any averes. Ribbono Shel Olam gives atonement for the averus. Kidei shelo yitzta'ah es shetorech leisyasa leosid lovo. The Moshe Mishbu explains, why is it that ultimately it's something good if you get something bad happens? Because it's better to suffer now than to suffer in the olam ha'emes. 1 minute of suffering in this world is worth a lot of suffering in olam haba. And therefore, it's ultimately good to get a bit of a patch in this world. Sheshama oynish v'harba yosagol, because the punishment there is multitudes greater. Kedisim medrash, as the medrash says, Yitzchok tova yisurin. Yitzchok desired to some extent yisurin. I'm skipping the bracket. Homer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecho tova toy v'atom v'akesh, you are seeking something good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mimcho ani maschil, I'm going to start from you. V'shenem avi kizokin Yitzchok v'techen o'eno merois. So the person is not allowed to ask, really, for yisurin. The person is not meant to ask for bad things happening on him, but Yitzchok to some extent did. He says he asked for some for a difficult life. He's, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, you're doing the right thing, because you're better off being having a tough life here than getting paid back in the Olam Haba. And that's why his eyes got blind and he had Yisurin in his later years. So to have Yisurin in his world is a natural thing, and when he's not meant to ask for it, but ultimately it's now good. The famous Tov Reb Zisha. Do you know the details of the story? That somebody asked once his brother, who was Rabbi Meilech, was asked, you know, how what was the story? How did it start? He asked Pshat in the Mishnah. How can you thank the Moshe for something bad? How can you thank something bad? So he says, I don't know the answer, but I've got a very poor brother, who at that point was not a Rabbi yet. His name is Zisha. And you go to him, and he's going to let you know how. He's going to explain to you Pshat in the Mishnah. So this Yid said, it was a simple man. He said, okay, fine. Okay, where does Zisha live? So he was Eckveld he lived in sort of a shed in the utmost poverty one can't even imagine. And he ended up to Zisha, who later became Reb Zisha, one of the Gedolei Chassidus. And he asked, I was told by your brother Meilech that I should come and ask you Pshat, and how do you banish HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something bad that happens? You'll have Pshat in the Mishnah. So Reb Zisha replied, very Tumimistic, and he said, I don't know why you sent to me. So no, there's nothing bad has happened to me. And the fellow looks around and he sees he has got nothing, not a pound to his name, not a penny to his name. He's got a little shed, that rain comes in, he's got nothing to live off, nothing at all, no money, in poverty, in cold and rain and everything. And he says, I wouldn't know how to explain the Mishnah, nothing ever bad has happened to me in my life. That's what Rabbi Abzisha said. And then obviously the meaning of what Meilech was, obviously that is Pshat, that if somebody, Zisha never understood, never felt any bad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said it was as he had everything that Rebbe Shom could give, he felt he had, he felt genuinely blessed and privileged to have everything. And that is the real, that's how Tzaddik lives. Yeah. Mevorech ala toiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu Noach now. Mevorech ala toiva, hatoiv ve'ametiv. Shuchnoch says if talet, you make on something good a toiv ametiv. Aval pi, although shiore is afraid, shemo perhaps yovelo yiro mimenu. So you say the bracha toiv ametiv, even though you are afraid that something bad is going to happen from this very good. Kegoin, such as shemotza metzia, he found a metzia worth millions. Yiore is afraid, shemo perhaps yishmal amelech, yishmal amelech. This will be heard to the king. V'yikach kol ashaloi, and he's going to be he's afraid that everything is going to lose. So what is the Shulchan Aruch is referring to over here is the Gemara in Brachas, that he talks about the following case. What happened was, it was a very famous, a very rich king who had lost a very precious diamond, part of his, I think it was part of his crown maybe, or it was a fortune, and it was lost. And the person, Hayit, found this. He found that he probably lost it as he was traveling, or I don't know what. But he was found, this very simple tailor, he found this diamond, which is worth, imagine the crown's jewels in front of your house, and you picked it up, and he was excited, because he knew this is worth millions and millions and millions. He's a rich man now. So the question was, he wants to make a Toiv Ametiv, so do you think he can make a Toiv Ametiv or not? So the question was Toiv Ametiv, because he was afraid. Maybe what's going to happen, maybe the king is going to find out about it. And who knows as to whether the king is really going to believe that it was a Metzi, it was a fan. Maybe the king is going to start making a search and rescue kind of thing, yeah? and he's going to say, and they're going to find, and they're not going to believe that he was a genuine metziah. They may think that he was stolen, that he stole it. And then not only that he's going to lose his diamond, but he may get into trouble as well. King is going to say he's a potential ganav, he's going to put him in jail and take all his possessions. So the good that is at first glance something very good may actually end up being something very bad. Now, what bracha do you make? So he's got this diamond in his hand, and he wants to make Atav Ameti, but really, maybe he can't make Atav Ameti. Maybe you should make Dino Emes, because you may end up losing everything because of that. What bracha do you make? So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that the correct bracha is you can make Atav Ameti. By the way, yes, but you make Atav Ameti. Why, by the way, does he make Atav Ameti and not Shech Yonu? Exactly, his family is going to benefit from it. So that's why I make Atav Ameti.
You said a few years later.
No. No, the answer is no. You can the lashon of the poskim is you can only make the bracha as long as you are still shayofik asimcha melibam, that your excitement is particularly big still. We're going to see that later on as well, that you still feel the joy. And it's not for memory, it's not forced praise and forced gratitude, but it's a genuine gratitude. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch continues, you're quite right. Habacha Achosh of Gabi reminds us, continues the Mishnah, which is the Shulchan Aruch, says, V'chein, similarly, or the opposite reader, Mevorech al-Horo, you make a bracha of Horo, you make a bracha on a bat, Dino Emes, Haval Pi, although Shiovoi, Lo Tov Emenu, that something good is going to grow from it. Top of page 276, top line. Kagoin, such as, Shibolo Shetev, so there is a massive flood on his fields, and everything, all the produce gets completely ruined. Afalp, although sheyam v'yashetev, when the flood is going to go down, he toivo loy sheishko sadeo, he may be very good because ultimately he was well saturated, well flooded, and ultimately what's going to happen is that the produce is going to grow very nicely. So the problem, what bracha do you make? Do you make bracha on the flood, which is Dino Emes? Everything is ruined. All your produce is ruined, it's Dino Emes. But next year, what's going to happen? Likely because of this good
nourishment,
that's the word. So what's going to be next year's produce is likely to be very good. So what bracha do you make? Dino Emes or Atav Ameti? So Shulchan Aruch says, the bracha that you make is Dino Emes, because you only make the bracha what you see in front of you. So you see the flood, you make Dino Emes. On the other extreme, if you find the Metziah, don't worry about the king and potential issues. You have something particular. You found a multi-million and you've got a million in your hand. You make a Atav Ameti. That's what we are. So somebody asked the other day a question on that. Right. So if something bad happens. So say something bad happens. Right. So somebody gets sacked. He gets fired. The boss calls him in and he says, you are fired. You're fired. Don't need to come back to her. Can we have the keys back? You're fired. You're not coming back. Now you are very, or this person is a very fun person. He knows very well. This is for Benjamin's good. I'm going to open up another business tomorrow and the real fortune is going to emerge from that. So does that mean that, so maybe if you really have true emunah and true bitachon, maybe the correct bracha should be, after hearing the beautiful words from your boss, you are fired. Maybe you should say, thank you so much. Because you have got to be talking that this is also the stepping stone into becoming the future Bill Gates. Pardon? Yeah. So, pardon? Oh, so very much based on what we're learning now, not just the feeling, Moshe, but the point is, that you make the bracha on what's happening now. You don't know what's going to happen. A bunch may indeed have in stock for you the greatest of all fortunes and brachas, but you don't have to be. You make the bracha on what is happening now. You know, you may be very happy about with your midrash b'tochen, but ultimately, what's happening now is something, and therefore, you're going to make Dino Emes. Similarly, also, if something really good happens to you, if somebody wins the lottery, the multi-million Europe million, or whatever it's called. And what's the biggest lottery? What is it? Euro million? You your lottery? Okay. So if you win it, don't say, oh, I'm not sure this may be, I may be ruining some of my Aloma bar. Oh, I may be ruining some, and therefore you can make Tana Emes upon receiving this million. No. So if you get the Euro Millions, you can truthfully make the bracha of Atav Meitiv. And if you don't want to share it, if you want to keep it for yourself, you can just make Shechionu. So you don't have to take into consideration future steps. Right, okay. Mishnah Berurah here says, Sif Cotton Vav, which is bottom line, Kegon Shemotzim Metzia V'yorei, and he's afraid, Shalilu Olav, they may say over about him, V'ikhoes HaShaloi, they're going to take everything away from him. Humaira, and we're talking about Sheish Lan Shebais, we're talking about he's got family members, Sheish Bozit Toivo Gam Lohem, V'shech Bekes HaToivo HaMetiv, and the Baruch of Tov HaMetiv can be said because he's got other family members. It's very, very important. He's got no family members, he only makes Baruch Shechionu. That's interesting because what about a promotion? I think we did mention that before, and I'm a bit unclear about this. What if somebody gets promoted into a massive position? Okay, you're called to become a CEO of this massive company. This massive promotion. Or you make the deal of the century. The deal. Pardon? You make money? So therefore what? Can you make a bracha? Promotion is a good shaila. What do you think? If you get a massive dream job offer, do you make a bracha, yes or no? A dream job. You do? Everybody according to his definition of what dream job is. Do you make a Atav Meitiv? Ab Gideon. You do? Do you make a Atav Meitiv a Shechionu? By the way, I want to tell you, I asked a Rav, a friend of mine who is a Rav in Yeshu, he told me that, I asked him, when you got the shtetl of a Rav, did you make a Atav Meitiv? And he says, no, I just spoke to him last week. He says, no, I didn't, but in hindsight, I should have said, I know Emes. Yeah.
Doesn't that answer your question? Doesn't it depend whether the job you're doing is for the public good or is it just for your own enrichment? If it's for your own enrichment, you make it for Shekhiyama. If you know the job you've been given is going to be for the good of everyone else, then...
Good. Very good. That's very... Absolutely. So, good of... The point that I saw... And it appears from this mishnah we saw now that if it's good for others, you can generally make you could make a Atav Meitiv. So if others are going to benefit from this, the correct bracha is going to be a Atav Meitiv, and that could even include your wife and children if they will benefit from this promotion either financially or for any other reason. The correct bracha is not going to be Shechionu, but the correct bracha is going to be a Atav Meitiv. Right, okay, there's more to be said about this, but we'll leave it over here for tonight. We learned the halachas of Dino Emes, Cholile, on a bad news, the person is going to say Dino Emes. We said the person is going to make a bracha on what's happening now, without taking into consideration what may be happening, the knock-ons later on. We said that the Shulchan Aruch says you make the bracha on the same emotional state than on good news. And we learned also that there's no difference with the Dan Emes if it's for yourself and for others or just for yourself. Good evening, Abbasan.